This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, or any time as we pray around the clock and around the globe here across America and nations of the world. Broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. We want to welcome all of you that are listening on bpnradio.com, as well as those of you that are joining us here on Facebook Live. So it's going to be a wonderful day. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And thanks for joining us today here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. So it's good to have you listening in today or watching. Remember that this program, Prophetic Tuesday, will be rebroadcast all day long on Facebook Live. And on BPN Radio this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. That's 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So, it's going to be a wonderful day. And I've asked one of my spiritual daughters to be with me today. It's a great prophetic anointing. And is the host of Prophetic Thursday, Allison Kieber. And Allison, we're going to pray. And you just want to say a word to our listening audience and viewing audience today?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to be here with you. I always just see it as such a great honor to be here with my spiritual father, mentor, my papa. Just what an honor it is to be here together to prophesy together today. And so we're very excited. I know that God has a lot that he wants to say today, so we'll hurry up and get right to it.
Well, why don't you lead us in prayer,
all right, Allison? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this space, this time, this opportunity, God. God, we thank you for all of those who are listening and watching right now and later. We thank you, God, for the calling that you have on their lives. God, we just ask that today you remove all distractions that may be placed around this this space, and distractions that may be placed around those who are listening and watching, God, that we know that, God, that you can deliver a word to someone in a moment. It doesn't have to have their name attached to it, God, but that if you want to speak to them, you will speak to them, God. And we're just believing today, God, that you have a lot to say. That's what I heard you saying all morning this morning, that I've got a lot to say. And God, I just pray that both Dale and I can get out of your way and that we just be vessels, God. Let our mouthpieces be your mouthpieces and that we speak your words, God. Today I ask for the spiritual ears to be opened to receive your word, God. I ask for spiritual eyes to be opened so that they can see your word, God. And I ask for their hearts to be open, God, so that they can fully receive your word in their spirit, God. We know that your word goes beyond all comprehension, all understanding, that the supernatural is something that we can't receive in our minds, God, that we've got to receive it in our spirit, God. And today I just ask for you to create that space, God, where those who are listening, those who are watching can receive. And I just hear you again say, God, that wherever you're at, where those who are listening, those who are watching, wherever you're at, remove the distractions. There's some of you who are being distracted right now, and you need to remove those distractions because God's got something to say to you today. God's got something to say to you. So I'm praying for that space for you, praying for our time together. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you so much, God. Thank you that your plans are so much greater than any plans that we could ever make for ourselves, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. God, have your way today. Have your way. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. And it's good to have my spiritual son and Allison's husband, Ian. He's so tall, we can't hardly get him in. We can't hardly get him in on the screen. But welcome, everybody. And tell them a little about your, before we get started, about your Friday. You and Allison host the Friday program.
We do.
So tell them a little bit about that.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Welcome.
Well, tell people to like and share, if you will.
Absolutely. We sure appreciate your likes, your shares, your hearts, all of those that are watching via Facebook Live. It just it helps us to get the message out there. And we know that there's so many out there that are hungry for a word from God. Allison and I, actually, we host the program on Fridays called Marketplace Watch, where we really concentrate on how to share the love of Christ out in the marketplace when you're at work or at school or anywhere that's outside the four walls of the church. Like, how are you delivering the message to those out there that need to hear it and receive it? How are you living? You know, oftentimes it's just by the way that we live, but we share tools and some things that we've learned in our time that we know have benefited us and others out there, and would love for you to tune in on Fridays with us. So Firefighters Marketplace Watch at 1 and 7 p.m. on Friday. So just verifying that. But thanks so much for today. This is going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you, Facebook fans, for tuning in. And we sure appreciate you all for listening and continuing to be a part of this ministry with
us.
You're
helping expand our audience.
Expand the audience.
Okay, expand the audience. You can help us expand the audience today. And Ian will be taking your comments. And we'll also be prophesying over a few people today that send in your name, your city, and your state. So we're going to get started today. I'm going to give a few prophetic words, and Allison will. And I have some in my hand today. I was up late last night, and I was up early this morning, and just praying over people, praying over your names. And, you know, a Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are the most listened to and watched programs on BPN Radio. And you say, why is that? Well, I believe the primary reason is that people need a word from God. Mm-hmm. And that's one day I'll have some type of School of the Prophets or what have you to begin to train people in the prophetic, because people need a word. And you, I believe that you're going to receive revelation, information, impartation, to go out and prophesy, to give your neighbors a word, your colleagues, your classmates, people you come in contact with. I'm not talking about people in your church, but I'm just talking about people that you work with or come in contact with, that you just look at and say, I believe I have a word from the Lord. Can I share that with you? And sometimes we may even say, I have a prediction over you, if they are in the secular world and they don't understand prophecy. But today we're going to get started. We have lots of things to share, and I'm going to give some prophetic words. And if then Allison, she'll have some names, and she may also have an addendum word for somebody that I may prophesy over. Share with it today. So remember, if you receive a word, it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, it could be a brand new word. And remember, it's not a chapter or a book. 1 Corinthians 13 says we know in part, prophesy in part. So it's just going to be a little part. And it may be a part that you have not even thought about, or maybe it's not something you've even been praying about. But unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And you know, I've been studying and restudying Luke chapter 1, because it's just if people don't believe in the prophetic, all they have to do is read Luke chapter 1. All kinds of people are prophesying there, and, you know, even they're prophesying over themselves. So Peter said, rehearsing the words of Joel in the last days, people are going to prophesy because people need a word from God. And so that is why that... you know, Gene and I've stayed busy traveling except for the last couple of years, and we've really settled into bpnradio.com and leading Breakout Radio Church. You know, that's why we were staying so busy for over 30 years, is because people come to receive a word from God. They need to hear from God. Do you have anything? Is there any word from the Lord? and I believe there is today. Mm-hmm. And so you can't receive this word with your mind. Your spirit has to bear witness to it. And if you don't receive it, if you don't want it, just don't receive it. But the prophetic creates a potential, a magnificent potential of what you can do and the possibilities that are out there far beyond anything that you've ever thought about, dreamed about. But a prophetic word can just open your world. So here we go. I have a word for Claudia and Holger Ginsmer from Frankfurt, Germany. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just across the river, there's a new location and a new season waiting for you. I see you both taking some type of ferry boat or houseboat that you will go down the river on, and there will be fruit growing on both sides, which will be a sign that the Holy Spirit has prepared special places for you both. Places where there will be fruit growing on both sides of that river, that will be your place to sow and to minister. Your prophetic anointing and the ability to pray for barren couples are going to bring amazing results. And I declare that three foster or adopted children are coming to your home, with your home ringing with laughter. And Sam C. from, I called Holger and Claudia's last name, didn't I? Normally, I don't do that. But anyhow, it's the cat's out of the bag, as somebody said. You may not understand that in German. I don't know how to say that in German.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch,
nein. Okay. All right. Sam C. from Kiefer, Oklahoma. Sam, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you over, young lady, that there is a major process happening at this moment to bring you into a place of promotion. An offer you will not be able to ignore. You're going to work with a secular company that has already determined that they're going to offer you a major position because of your personality and your ability to meet people and make them feel warm and welcome. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's helping you out on this one. Okay. So we bless you, Holger and Claudia. And I bless you, Sam, which is probably Samantha, I'm sure. Jana W. from Votaw, Texas. Okay, Jana, I hear you loud and clear. This is your day. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to step up and receive. You have been giving, and now it's time to receive. I'm making up for lost time, and these are the days of wine and roses, which means these are the days of life and love, in love more than you've ever been in your life. So in love that you will sometimes forget to eat or sleep. Wow. I hear some other young ladies saying, I'm going to take that word. You have poured yourself out for so many years on others that you have actually neglected yourself in many different ways. So enjoy what's coming your way without feeling guilty or having any condemnation. Take a big drink of life. His life is working in you. I believe that could be more than just a word for Jana. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Yeah. You have any addendum on that one?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, as Dale's prophesying, of course, I hear Holy Spirit, you know, resting just in my soul of, you know, when a word like that is spoken, And it's spoken for someone, and then Holy Spirit will immediately say that, no, this is for many. And I just with that word, I heard that there's so many of us who the world has us believing that we have to carry some guilt or shame if we work on ourselves, and yet There's no guilt, no shame when we're working on ourselves the way that Jesus wants us to work on ourselves. And I think that, again, there's a great divide there. He's saying there's a great divide there of what the world says is working on yourself and taking care of yourself versus what Jesus says is working on yourself and taking care of yourself. And reminding you that what he sees, remember, he already sees a masterpiece. But we have to take great care of that masterpiece. And here, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know anything about art, but here's what he's saying, is that when there's a great piece of art that's commissioned and painted, that there's, over the years, there's care that has to be poured back into that piece of art. The lighting has to be right. The air, the surroundings have to be right. And he says, and that's the kind of care that you need to take care of yourself, that Jesus says, yes, pour into yourself. You've got to have rest, right? You've got to have that rest. You've got to find that place where you can be still. And I see so many women who are saying, I just can't find time. I can't find time to be still. And he's saying, well, if you can't find time for me, you'll never find time for anything. Hold on to that word. That's a word right there in itself for some of you. If you can't find time for me, you won't be able to find time for anything. And some of us, again, it's about resting. It's about taking care of. It's about understanding that we are already a masterpiece, but that masterpiece needs self-care. It needs the right light. It needs the right temperature. It needs the right the surroundings, the frame, all of that. Again, I don't know anything about art. So those of you who are artists out there, you're probably like, what is she? She's so off. Maybe I'm right on. And I have a feeling that I am right on, because Holy Spirit drops a word in your spirit that, you know, like, I couldn't talk anything about that, right? And I praise you, Jesus, for that. I praise you, God, for being able to just use people who can go out there and who can be your light and who can speak your words, God. I thank you, Jesus, for that. And I bless all the women who are out there who are saying, you know what, I'm going to receive that word, because yes, I am a masterpiece. Declare it. Declare it with your mouth. I am a masterpiece. Yes. No more talking bad about yourself. No more saying the, I am not this. I am not that. I am not this. I am not that. Start speaking what you are, what he's created you to be, and watch as you're able to start seeing that masterpiece. You're able to start seeing how beautiful a piece of art you are, and that you were crafted to be. And he says, take care of yourself because you are important. And he's got a lot more for you to do. And you can't do it if you're not taking care of yourself. Right. You can't take care of all of the people who are coming to you that need you to pour into them if you haven't been able to fill up yourself. So he said, I am giving you permission. It's time to go fill up.
Yeah.
It's time to go fill up.
That's right. Mm. Oh, that's a great word, Allison. Amen. Jan, I bless you and everyone that says that is a word for me.
Yeah.
So take a big drink of life, because his life is working in you. Hallelujah. Jamie and Leah from Blantyre, Malawi, Africa. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, make an announcement. Mm. Call the world to your doorstep. Invite them to Africa. Give them a special invitation. Make a plan for their arrival and their departure. Consider the times and be a good steward of the times in which you're living. The harvest is ready. The laborers are needed. Call them to Africa. Train them. Send them into the harvest fields of the world to gather the harvest. Deep calls unto deep. Go deep with your call. Make your vision known. Don't downplay your vision any longer or step aside from those dreams he has placed in your heart. No more pausing and considering. Call for help. Call for action. No more meditation. The table is set. All things are ready. Rescue the perishing. Pick up the mantle. There's 7,000 in your city that is waiting to help you, to endorse you, to serve your apostolic anointing. Don't delay. Call the troops together. Anoint them with oil. Write your vision down. Let them run. Let them run. Because these are running days. Because the day is far spent and the sun is going down. Do what you've been prepared to do. Pick up the pace. Allow the Holy Spirit to set a new rhythm in your life and ministry. Call for help. Give an SOS call. Mm. No more business as usual. The smoke of 1,000 villages in Africa are waiting to hear your voice and to see your face. Yes. Consider the lay of the land because I've revealed it to you. Press on. Don't wait for proper circumstances or proper alignment. You have the green light. You will return with greater accessibility than you've had before. Pick up the mantle that is being dropped. My goodness, it's a long word. Regather the troops and press forward. Great favors waiting for you. Call the youth to come from the nations of the world. Give them a purpose for life. Train them, ordain them, bless them to reap the world harvest. This is the season you've been waiting for. I'm going to honor your faith, your tenacity, and your faithfulness. Oh, my goodness. Lord, we bless Jamie and Leah. You want to say a prayer for them, yes. Jamie and Leah?
Yes.
Jamie and Leah Peters, we just announced their last name.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Malawi.
And I heard the whole time Holy Spirit saying, send out the invitation because there are people who are waiting for the invitation. They're literally just waiting for the invitation,
yes.
and they're waiting to promote you. These people who you say, oh, I can't send them an invitation. Those are exactly the people that you're supposed to send the invitation to. They're waiting for it, and they're ready to come and help, and they're ready to come and promote you.
Hallelujah.
I hear that word. I hear promotion. They've got the means. They've got the financial ability. They've got the skills. They've got the gifts, and they've got the time to be able to come and help you and promote you. And he says, but it starts with the invite. They're waiting for the invite.
Yeah.
And so I just bless you. And I bless that word that Dale spoke over you. What a powerful word. What a powerful word of confirmation for you, believing that these are all things that you've already heard in your own spirit. And God just confirming that for you today. And I bless you. And I want to thank you for all of the lives that you have touched to date, but the lives that are still yet to come because of you walking out your apostolic mantle that has been put on you. And I bless you, and I bless your mission and what you are to do, what the lives that are to come before you. And I bless the expansion that is still yet to happen.
Yes.
The expansion that is still yet to happen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for
Amen.
This sweet, wonderful couple, God, who has a story of all stories, God.
Yes.
And we thank you for continuing to always place a hedge of protection around them. God, even in times where it didn't seem like they were being protected, you were protecting them, and your favor was working for them, and that you have always been working for them. I thank you, Jesus, and I thank you. We give all of the glory to you as they do.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's a great prayer, Allison. Remember, Allison, she hosts Prophetic Thursday every week right here on BPN Radio and Facebook Live, 10 a.m. Central Time, because I know there's people watching across America and around the world. I have a word for Terry W. from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, where Gene and I ministered on several occasions, spent many weeks there. Terry, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are to give strong consideration to fields that you have sown into but have not received any harvest from. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, go back and pray over the seed that you've sown, watering that seed and praying for the harvest. You must also claim a sevenfold return on those seasons that have been stolen from you in times past.
Mm.
A gentle reminder that God is not finished with you, and there's some other things that you're going to rescue and impart to others before you depart.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to move into a new season of well-being, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Terry, we bless you in Jesus' name.
Can I add to that really
quickly? Okay, all right.
Let me just add to that really quickly because I heard that God was saying there is someone who has come in and who has spoken death over some of the seeds that you have planted and had you believing that those seeds that you had planted were planted on dry ground, were not planted in fertile soil. And I hear God saying that that it's time to recognize that person has not been for you, that although their words have been sweet, you've known in your spirit that they have not been for you, and you need to go back to those seeds that you were told were not planted in fertile ground, and you need to go back and you need to pray over them, because I'm hearing God say right now that there are seeds that you had been believing were planted on dry ground that some of the birds came and plucked away, that the weeds had gotten to, and that's not true. He's saying that's not true. Go back to those seeds specifically. You know exactly what he's talking about. It's like the names are coming right now, and you know specifically those seeds that he's talking to. He says, go back right now, pray over those seeds, because there's a great harvest in those, and they need you, because they're on fertile ground, but they need your water, they need your light, they need your love, but go back there.
That's great, Allison, a great prayer. We just bless you, Terry. They're in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. I have a word for Debbie B. from Isfahan, Israel, all the way from Israel. Debbie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that many are called, but few chosen. Many have been called to go and sow in Israel. You have been chosen, and you have responded. Many have called, but they didn't respond. But you, remember you, you have responded. You're sowing into rich soil where there's going to be a good return, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for you to see the effects of your ministry in Israel. So don't be weary in well-doing. Wait for the summer rains, for it's then and there that your seed will receive a good soaking as well. Mm-hmm. As on your life and the lives of your family members, be encouraged. You're there for the long haul. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Just plant your trees in the backyard and get ready for the long haul. Keep planting the seeds. There will be significant rain in the summer and harvest in the winter. So, Deborah, we bless you there in Israel. And I pray right now, blessings upon Israel. And I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yes. They will prosper that love you. And I just love you, Lord, and I love Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Elliot and Jenny M. from Lafayette, Louisiana. I see a special anointing on you two for ministry in Spanish-speaking nations. Mm-hmm. Many are coming to you, but you will go to them as well. The well is deep, and you got to draw from that well. I believe you're drawing from it even now. And know that your training for ministry will not be completed on American soil. You will not do all of your training on American soil. Mm-hmm. You will train as you travel to other countries of this universe. So I bless you. I bless you. Yeah. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Deborah W. from Winter Garden, Florida. You're definitely a teacher, one who assigns lessons and follows up. No child left behind, no student left behind, not behind in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. I bless you, Deborah, in Jesus' name. And Martha from Conroe, Texas, the woman who, I hear the Holy Spirit saying about you, the woman who gets things done. One who works silently behind the scene. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your effectiveness will be felt in generations to come. God sees and keeps a record. So don't worry or fret about others affirming you. But know, Martha, that today He is affirming you right here on national radio, international radio, and national, international Facebook. You want to bless Martha? Mm-hmm. All right, Allison, you bless Martha. We're just giving, the Holy Spirit's giving you national recognition right now.
Oh, yes. And thank you, God. I praise you, Jesus, for the calling that you have on Martha's life, God. I thank you that right now you are showing her that she is a woman of such great worth. And God, I heard in my spirit over there that sometimes she feels like the woman at the well, God, that she just feels like she is so unworthy. And right now I just hear that you're saying, God, you're saying that Martha, you are a woman of worth. You are a woman of such great character, and that you are not to be defined by your past, but you are to be defined by who God says you are. And He says, do you hear me, Martha? You are a woman of worth. Yes. Right now you are being promoted all across the land. All across the land, you are being promoted so that you can come back and listen to this word over and over. Your Father wants to say, you are a woman of worth. A woman of worth. And I bless you, Jesus, for this sweet word that you have for this amazing woman who does not have to be defined any longer by her past, God, that she can be now defined by the name that you have given her, the new name that you have given her, yes. Woman of worth. That is the new name, Martha, He is giving you right now in this moment. A woman of worth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that sometimes your word is just that. Just a word, and that is enough, God, and that is enough. And we're believing that right now for Martha. We praise you, Jesus, and we bless you, Martha.
Yes. Yes, we do. We bless you, Martha, in Jesus' name. Ian's going to come and give a shout-out to some people that are joining us on Facebook Live. And my co-host, Ruth Gentry, she's out today. And ordinarily, we'd be accepting phone calls, but we won't do that today. But we are going to give shout-outs to some people that are lighting up the screen. And we
his,
just want
to... And his pen can't seem to write fast
his
enough.
His pen can't write. I see the screen lighting up. Yeah. Yeah, let's give a shout-out to some people that are joining us today.
Absolutely. No, I just want to thank you all for liking again and sharing this program and helping us expand this message out there. And you know what I love seeing also? Is the community on Facebook Live coming together to pray for each other, to bless each other. I mean, just again, it's not just a one-way thing here. We love that interaction from all of our viewers and our listeners out there. We thank you so much for all that you're doing. And, you know, a couple of you asked for some specific prayers. And, you know, if you, obviously, our audience and everyone out there would join us to pray for Susie Collins, whose mom is going into surgery for cancer on the 6th. And Susie, we just bless you. We're praying for you. Yes. We thank you for being a part of this. And again, we want you to know that we are praying for you all. Angie Rose from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, has a broken ankle. We want to pray healing over her. Yes. Emerito Diaz and his sister, Jenny, both are asking for prayers for healing. And we just bless you guys. We lift you up, Lord. We just ask that you lift these names up, Lord, that are here, that are so hungry for a word from you, God, that are hungry to feel your presence in their life, Lord. We know that sometimes when we have an injury or something happening for us, there's a different direction you want us to move in, Lord. We pray that becomes abundantly clear for anyone who's out there that needs healing, that needs that prayer, God. We pray that. We love you. It's in your name we pray, God. Hey, real quick, I also want to point out a couple of resources for you that we have available here at Breakout Ministries and BPN Radio. If you head over to letspraymerica.com, and actually there's a, I know, it's, I get the top of my head cut off up here, so it's kind of fun. If you head over to letspraymerica.com, there are some wonderful resources on here to help. You can actually submit prayer requests. There's a prayer hotline. And there's some books on here. Dale has his book, God Assignments, again, which is an amazing journey that you get to hear the heart of Dale and kind of some things that have helped him along his journey for his God assignments. And Jean, his wife, has written a book as well about her overcoming and being healed from cancer. And so those are free. Guys, if you just go to letspraymerica.com, you can download those. There's a place where you can donate to the program. You can donate to our ministries and giving, we know, oftentimes will be a release for us when we stop holding on to things so much. And sometimes we just got to give it all to God. And so that Let's Pray America, there's also a donate button on there that you can give to this ministry and help us continue the expansion of getting a word for God for those out there that are hungry. It's, as we know, I mean, we've got people from Jamaica. We've got, you know, from Boiling Springs, Pam in South Carolina. We've got Dorothy in Seminole, Oklahoma. I mean, from Tracy P. in Granite Bay, California. I mean, again, it's just amazing. We love being here and doing this with you guys. And your support of our ministry helps us continue the programming, helps us continue to grow and expand and help more people get out there. So
I can't hear you very well on the radio.
Either. Can't hear me very well on the radio because I got to get down here now. So that's all right. I'll turn it back over to them.
Oh, thank you very much, Ian Kieber. Appreciate you, and thank you for giving a shout out. And keep posting your messages and what have you. We'll give some shout outs to some more people that are with us today, particularly those of you that are on Facebook Live, and we see your names there. I would like to remind you that a lot of people have said, well, you know, did I ever get a prophetic word? But we have made a commitment. We'll not let one name fall to the ground, regardless of how long that takes us. But, you know, if you'll go to, let me get this information for you. All of these programs, Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, are archived on BreakoutRadioChurch.com. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And I'm not sure exactly why our team put that on BreakoutRadioChurch.com, but it's a good website. And BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And go to the left of the menu and click on this, Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio. All of our sessions, and if any of them are blank, let us know, because we have recorded all of these sessions. Just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, go to the left of the menu and click on Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio. And some of you people I know that wants a prophetic word. I know that I've given words, but maybe you being at work or you missed the session, but they're all archived there on BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Oh, I'm okay. Talking fast.
Can
go
I
ahead.
Something to
sure,
really quick,
sure.
Just a testimony that I want to share.
Okay.
Of someone, she reached out to me, and you know, a lot of times, I know if I've delivered a word for someone, but I don't necessarily remember what the word was,
right?
And I don't necessarily remember when it was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have them written down, maybe shame on me that I don't write the date next to them. Maybe I can start doing
no,
that.
I don't either.
But I'm more concerned about writing that word down fast than I am what the date is.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, her testimony is that she went back and she listened to every single prophetic session that we had done.
Oh, wow.
While she was, for 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
She was listening while she was on her riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, wouldn't you know it, that I had to stop several times, and even though my name wasn't attached to a word, God said, that's a word for you. And so it wasn't until the last session that she listened to that she finally actually got her word. But she said, do you know how much more I got from going back and listening to mm-hmm. all of those words? Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to share that, because sometimes we can go through it and we're so focused on where's my name, where's my name, where's my name,
mm-hmm.
And we're not listening. We're listening here in our mm-hmm. heads instead mm-hmm. of opening up and receiving yeah. with our spirits. Because
yeah.
again, God has a lot to say, and He can use any word to speak to you. And so again, I had to add that because I feel like some people are there so frantic looking for or listening for their name that they're not hearing the word that God actually has for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I believe that's very good, Allison. I believe that sometimes the people somebody gets a word, and they'll say, that word is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that word's for me.
Mm-hmm.
So Elaine and Cliff, very good, very good. I wholeheartedly agree with that, Allison. Elaine and Cliff N. from West Palm Beach, Florida. I see the two of you instructing many in obscure places. I see the two of you obstructing many in obscure places, responding to the word that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them, train them, pour into that people group that I placed in your heart. So, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're waiting for more confirmation, more confirmation. There's a lot of people that are just waiting maybe for God to speak specifically. But you got to realize He puts things deep in your heart. And so it's not a new thing, Elaine and Cliff. It's not a new thing. It's a pleasant thing. And that people group is ready and willing to receive you. PJH, that's good, from Dallas, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time to launch out into the deep. Don't be afraid to go alone. Take what you have learned, put it into motion to help others accomplish what is in their heart. You are a major missing piece of the puzzle in many different lives and ministries. You are definitely one who helps other people dreams come true. You are a father figure, and God is going to bless you, and I bless you, PJ. I bless you. And Annabelle from Clewiston, Florida, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a promotion coming your way that will place you in the middle of what's happening in your company or store or factory, whichever geographical location it may be. A new position is being made just for you. They are creating a position. This position has not been open before, but they're creating it for you, Annabelle. And it's a new position that is going to be flexible, have flexible hours. You'll be able to walk from home, work from home as well, and your lines have fallen to you in pleasant places. I bless you, Annabelle, and Amanda H. from Bastrop, Texas. That's not very far from Austin. Amanda, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that true worshipers, that you are a true worshiper in the house of God. A strong gift of obedience is on your life. You're open to following Jesus. The Holy Spirit is planning a retreat for you and Him. You spending time alone with Him while He reveals the very next season of your life. You've been saying, what next, what next, what next? The Holy Spirit, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, take a retreat with me. You name the place and the time, and I'll be with you, but you have to give me quality time. Quality time. Don't try to fit me in. A special time, and we'll have a retreat together. And he's going to reveal the very next season of your life as you spend this time. Short-term ministry trips, by the way, are in your future. You are a people magnet. People want to be around you. And so I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amanda. Amanda, okay?
Amanda, this morning I got a word for you. I got a word, and the first word that he spoke to me was, he said, faithful. You have been so faithful, especially in times when so many would have wanted to retreat, and you've said, no, this is what God wants me to do, and you've stayed faithful. And then he showed me a picture for you, Amanda. He showed me a picture of a beautiful red rose, full in bloom. And I saw this rose, and I saw the thorns on this rose, and I saw this rose that was in full bloom. And mind you, when I'm talking about a rose, I'm talking not about the manufactured kind that we see nowadays in bouquets, right? But the kind that actually has a beautiful fragrance. It's still got the thorns on it. And he says, This is you, Amanda. You are this beautiful rose. You are one of a kind. Every single petal upon you, unique and beautiful, created by him specifically for a purpose. Each petal letting off its own unique smell. He's saying you're not like any other rose. There's no rose that is identical to the other. You are not a manufactured rose. You are his rose. And the thorns that he has put upon you, those thorns were made to protect you against the enemy. But they were not made to hurt those who want to hold you, who want to come and be around you. Those who want to hold you, who want to come and be around you. It's like when you go and pick up a rose. Thank you, Jesus. When you go and pick up a rose that you can actually hold. Hold certain places that the thorns will not puncture you. And he says the people that are supposed to come and hold you and be with you and enjoy your beauty, enjoy who you were created to be, that they will know where to hold you at, where to embrace you, versus those who want to harm you, those who don't mean good for you. He's placed those thorns strategically so that when they come and they try to come in your presence, that they will be pricked by the thorns. And thank you, Jesus, that he's saying he has placed that around you, he's placed that thorn of protection around you so that you can continue to be faithful, that you can continue to walk out. And notice too that he wants to be very specific. You're not a rosebud. You're not a rosebud. He says you are full in bloom. This faithful journey has been about this rose, this bud developing, and as you've developed, you've owned it. You've owned each petal. You've owned each fragrance. You've owned the little nicks and tears as the wind has brushed against it. And I thank you, Jesus. I love that he can speak to us each so individually in such individual ways. I thank you, God, for this word for Amanda this morning, this expanded word for her, God. And I just pray that it blesses her. Amanda, I pray that today you go out and you look and you smell the roses.
Yeah. Amen.
And you be reminded of who you are, and you be reminded of how wonderful and magnificent your faithfulness has truly been. And I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Oh, that's a great prayer. Oh, I love the way that Allison blesses people. She just has that special way. And I'll tell you who I want us to bless right now. another one of my spiritual daughters is watching on Facebook Live, listening on bpnradio.com, Callie Hargraves. You know Callie, don't you? Hi, Callie. And Callie has helped. She's co-hosted with me on bpnradio.com before. And she's on every Wednesday, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Women Warriors. She's a warrior. She's a wonderful prophetic voice. She is powerful. And I want us to bless, and you know, Callie, I've had you on my to-do list So you got to call Callie. So here I am just giving you a call on national, international radio and Facebook. Callie, you are a wonderful woman. God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, go a little farther. Go a little farther. And there are, you've just had worlds that have opened to you, seasons have opened to you, people's opened to you, but there's an expansion taking place, and it's not just in the Christian world. You get there in the secular world, and you push your way into places that you've been waiting an invitation for. Yes. You say to certain people, I have a word for you. I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to prophesy over your friends. And they, when you get there, Callie, they may be having a party. They may be, some of them may be half drunk. I don't know. But you just go right in. It will not be a religious atmosphere. It's not going to be a religious atmosphere, but quit waiting for invitations. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying of you, Callie Hargraves, you quit Baytown, Texas. You quit waiting for invitations to go into certain places that you know you're going to go, and you've been waiting for them to invite you. No. You invite yourself, and you say, I'm coming. Get your friends together, and I'll be there on a certain time because I have predictions for you. I have words from God for you, and we bless you, Callie. Mm-hmm. Hargraves, in Jesus' name. Yes. You go uninvited. Sometimes you won't even ask if you can come. You just crash the party. Yes, you will. Boy, I feel it now. Yes. All right, bless Allison, you bless Calvin.
Oh, what an honor. What an honor. those of you who may not know is that my husband and I are here today in Austin, Texas. Because of how profound a prophetic word can be and how important it is to step outside of yourself and let God have his way and just be obedient and be obedient. And we are here because of one woman whose obedience, she had no idea who she was talking to, who she was prophesying over. And I think of all of the thousands of lives that you need to hear that today, that your obedience, the words you will speak to people, there are thousands of lives attached that you may never see the ripple effect. And because it doesn't matter if you see it or not, but it's about your obedience. And I just, Callie, I heard when Papa was prophesying over you, I just heard that you are going to go into spaces, yes, that you are uninvited. And he's saying, go in there unapologetically, because when you go into a room, there is someone else who enters first. There is someone else who enters first. And when he enters first, there's nothing that can stand before him that won't allow your presence to enter as well. And I just, again, I heard that same thing and that expansion of that. I saw you walking into dark spaces, but unapologetically, just absolutely radically walking into these spaces. And I saw people just getting quiet. Like the presence that you bring when you come in, it's just, they get quiet and they get still and they are listening. And they are listening. And God, I thank you. And God knows that every single day, Callie, I thank him for you. I thank him for my friend Karen, for our friend Jenny, because of women's obedience, of being able to walk out who I am and who Christ has made me, all because of obedience. And how thankful we are, God, that one of the greatest gifts that you gave us is love and free will, God. Free will to be obedient to you, God. And I just bless Callie. I bless every single step that she will take, God. Because again, every single step that she takes, God, that you have stepped before her, that you have cleared the path before her, God, that you have prepared the way for her, God. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for her ministry, God. I thank you God, for all of the places, the dark places that she will go into. God, I thank you that as the world begins to hear her name over and over, that it won't be who's this Callie person. It will be as, who is this Jesus person? That they will know Jesus. They will come into relationship. And I'm just hearing, thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing that as that apostolic mantle again, that God is just, that he is so perfectly placed upon your life, that you are, he said you are assigned to go into places, specific places that he has assigned you to go into, that he's assigned you to go into, that others will not go into, that you will go into these specific dark places, and people will, I see the lights coming on again. It's so clear, these dark places. It's like the walls are painted black. The floors are painted black. But then all of a sudden, the lights come on and people are listening. They're flocking to you to hear his words spoken through you. I bless you, Callie, and I thank you, God, for the vessel that she has been and will continue to be for you, God. May her anointing continue to increase. May her influence continue to increase. God, may the hedge of protection that you have placed around her increase, God, and that she is able to walk out in these places. And I hear people laughing, and those same people who are laughing are the people who are actually going to be listening the most. They are going to be listening the most intently. They are listening to you, and they're waiting to hear a word that you will speak. And I bless you, Callie. I love you, Callie. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Jesus, protect Callie. Protect her, God. Love her, love her. Yes. Oh God, I just hear Hallelujah. You. I hear you saying, "Wow, how thank you, God, how wonderfully created she is, God, and that she is that she is still taking care of herself." Yes, I hear him saying, yes, don't forget to take care of yourself, my love. Yes. Don't forget to take care of yourself, because you can get really busy. There's a lot of stuff he has for you to do. And he says, but you got to take care of yourself. Yeah. Don't forget to feed you. Don't forget to feed you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to remember this name. You may have never heard about Callie Hargraves. Don't worry about Hargraves. Don't worry about a last name. But you're going to see this name on television, national television. And now here is Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E. She'll be on. You'll be on national television. You will have an audience like Steve Harvey does. The other day I was watching just a little bit of Steve Harvey, waiting for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Gene Gentry's favorite program. And he comes on with this person that supposedly is speaking to the dead or speaking for dead people. You know what? People are ready for the supernatural. And I see you, Callie, on, I know we're spending a lot of time, but I'm talking about something that's really big and somebody's really giving their life. One of my spiritual daughters and Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E, you'll have an audience like Steve Harvey, and you'll go throughout the audience and you will give prophetic words and they will crowd. They will put their name in weeks, months ahead of time just to be on your show. Receive a prophetic word. You'll begin to give words of knowledge, and you're going to, of course, fill spaces in Nashville, spaces in Hollywood. And God is moving you into that dimension. And people, your show is going to be enormously accepted, because you'll go throughout your audience, your live audience. You'll lay hands on them, or you'll point to them and give them prophetic words, and your audience will grow exponentially. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E, Callie. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Callie. All right, Rachel. Wow. We got a lot of people joining us. Ian, come and give a shout out to some names of people that are joining us here. Just give a name.
Got two pages here.
We got names here. The interaction, encouragement from amongst you, Merito Diaz, thanks so much for all that you're doing and the prayers you're putting out there. We love seeing all this. We've got Marianne Ray just is commenting and liking and sharing. I mean, we see the hearts. We see each and every one of you out there. One thing I do want to address is when these two receive a word, how kind of this whole process goes down. I think it's important for you to know the process of how the names come about and what happens when these two go into prayer for it. And basically what how it goes about is a post goes out on Facebook that says, hey, to receive a prophetic word, drop your name, city, and state, like we ask on here. We write all of these names down. That's about as far as we go in knowing anybody, who they are, what they do, or anything else. These names then are taken and prayed over in the spirit, and God delivers a word that then is written down. There's no looking at anybody's profiles. There's no trying to go anymore. They are strictly going on what God is sharing with them, what they're receiving in the word and in the spirit. And so I want you to know that they put a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of time. It's a lot of heart. A lot of heart and soul goes into making sure that the names are being prayed over and done properly for everyone out there. So these words are strictly straight from, like I said, in the spirit from God that comes, that they deliver to you. So I just wanted to say that out there. Again, just continue to keep on praying for each other. We appreciate you. We see you, Wanda S. in Wisconsin, Tanya T. in Pontiac, Michigan, Stephen Rains in Idabel, Oklahoma. You know, and a word may be coming for you at some point here. I mean, I know that oftentimes, you know, sometimes on these programs, there's a word delivered for people that are live as well.
Yeah, and, I didn't have a word for Callie written down, right?
No. And hey, something else I want to mention is for members of Breakout Radio Church, that if you head over to breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a Become a Member button. Those names are prayed over daily. Right, and very soon, Pastor Dale is going to be holding private prophetic sessions for those via Zoom, which means you're going to be face to face over the internet, of course, but you're going to be face to face, and he will be delivering a prophetic word for select members. And again, I just want to encourage if you would like that, to have that opportunity, head over to Breakout Radio Church and click on the Become a Member button. Give us a little information about who you are. You'll receive some emails from us. We don't sell your names or put you on any type of a list, but other than our own for the prayer list. So just want to share that with you, and I'll turn it back over to you guys. Again, thanks for watching and tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian. Wonderful spiritual son with a great radio voice. Ian Kieber. I do lead I don't say much about it, but I do lead a radio church. Somebody said, well, I've never heard about that. Well, I never had either. We don't have any pattern to follow. I'm sure there probably are in the world, but we have a breakout radio church, and it's for people that don't have a church or don't have a pastor. And I know there's millions of people across America and around the world, for one reason or another, may not have a church or pastor, and you just go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com, and there's a link there. If you don't have a church or a pastor and you'd like to say, well, I'd like to be a part of Breakout Radio Church, we have services every Sunday morning at Live and on Facebook Live, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And so just want to give that information to you. Want to remind those of you who are listening to bpnradio.com, this is, we're taking a station break. This is bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or anytime. Just about to enter our fourth year of broadcasting. Of course, we broadcast live. We broadcast around the clock, around the globe. And we probably are one of the very few prayer stations, internet prayer stations in America. And, of course, you know, the call is to pray. And I just speak a prayer over you, a blessing over you, knowing that God has a wonderful plan for your life, even when you were in your mother's womb. And you may say, well, I don't understand that because I'm going through such a horrific storm in my life right now. How could it be good? But God is working everything for you good. So don't give up, give out, or give in, because God is at work in you. I have a word for Rachel T. From Smithville, Missouri. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking over you to remind you there is a way to get started, and a way to accomplish what He has put in your heart. You must catch the right wave. Did you hear that? W-A-V-E, you must catch the right wave. Partners are waiting to help you, but remember, you need more than just participants. You need partners who will respond to the sound of your voice. The sound of your voice, there's something about your voice, and the vision that you share with them. And I want you to know that there is a starting place for you, Rachel. You are a wonderful young lady. There's a starting place for you, and I bless you, and I declare you will have good success. Yes, you will. Marilyn and Christian G. from Irving, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you have waited a long time, and it may appear even now that time has passed you by. that you missed opportunities along the way. But be sober, be alert, because opportunities are coming around again. The doors will open quickly and close quickly, so be alert, be on alert. Annabelle, have I given a word for Annabelle?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes I don't remember. Jesus B. from Gotha, Florida. Mm-hmm. I see you as a man of excellence, willing to give yourself to whatever project you're assigned to. Sometimes it may appear that your hard work and diligence is not paying off. But Jesus, I tell you, it is. And I want you to be encouraged today, because that what you have done is landing you into a new position. A new position. God has made room for you. God, I'm going to say that again, Jesus. God has made room for you. And it's a new position that was going to bring much productivity, much appreciation, and many bonuses. Is God a bonus God? Yes, he can bring bonuses. It's all coming together. God is putting you with the right team at the right place at the right time. I just wrote these down this morning because that's what I heard the Holy Spirit saying about you. Your income is going to triple. Your influence and fulfillment is going to triple.
Yes, receive that. Receive
Jesus, that. Jesus, I bless you in Jesus' name. There is a, I want you to prophesy over Don H. from Lake Worth, Florida. I just put down, Allison is going to have a word for you. Don from Lake Worth, Florida, right there.
Don, okay, first let me check my notes and make sure that I didn't have one in my notes real quick.
All right, and give somebody a word that you've written.
Okay,
down.
All right. Before I give Don a word, there was Rachel, I think it was Rachel,
Smithville.
Rachel Smithville. While your word was being delivered, God said to me, put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes. And he didn't mean your physical running shoes. He meant your spiritual running shoes. Put on your running shoes because he's got a marathon for you to run. There's a marathon for you to run. And he says it's not a sprint. It's not a sprint. Okay, so this isn't about getting your quick bursts. This is about finding your pace and running the marathon, understanding that in this marathon, there's going to be hills and there's going to be valleys. And sometimes when you're going down the hills, it's just as treacherous as coming up the hill in this marathon. And he says, and then there will come places where you'll feel like you're hitting your wall, where you can't physically do what he's calling you to do. And he says that those walls are supposed to be there. Don't give all the credit to the enemy. He says those walls are part of the marathon. Those walls are there so that you can only bust through with him, in partnership with him, busting through those walls of the marathon that, yes, does have a finish line. There is a finish line, but he says, put your running shoes on, and like, you know, your comfy ones, your good ones, right? The ones that you kind of spent a little money in. And again, we're talking spiritually here. The ones that you have invested in, put those running shoes on. And I just had to share that because that was a continued word that I got for Rachel. Rachel. Sorry about that. All right. And I just bless you, Rachel. I bless that word that God had delivered for you. And I just bless that brings clarity to where you're at right now in your journey. God, and I thank you. And then, God, I just bring our friend Dawn H. of Lake Worth, Florida, to you, God. And just bless her. Bless this journey that she is on, God. And I just, I thank you that, yes, thank you, Jesus. I feel like, Dawn, that you're coming into a season. You're coming into a season right now where he's saying, he just wants you to, like step out on the balcony. He wants you to step out on the balcony. He wants you to just breathe it in. Just breathe it all in, because there's a lot of work that you've been doing in this last season. There's been a lot of, like actual physical work that you've been doing, and it's been for the glory of the Lord. But there's some physical work, and he says, you know, I just want you to come step out, and I want you to just take it in. It's like come into that meditation moment with him. And I have this vision of a woman stepping out onto a balcony and just breathing it all in, breathing in him. He says, just breathe me in. I'm going to give you that second wind, but because you can't keep doing what you've been doing, on your own. Like you can't, you just can't physically do it anymore. And he's saying, come breathe me in. I'm going to give you a second wind. And it's there's going to be this newness that comes over you. And I see this, I see almost this renewed, like vigor of a teenager, right? Like that's what he's saying. Like that kind of vigor, where and you're ready to go, and you're ready to go back out, and there's no more tiredness that's coming in. But he says it's really important that you have this moment where you step out and you just breathe him in, and you're there, and you're in that meditation moment. And he says it's so important that in these moments where you feel like I just can't physically, not let alone spiritually, I can't physically go anymore. And he's saying, you come in, you breathe in me, and then you go back out, and it's going to be with the vigor of a teenager. And I love that description. So I bless you, Don, and I bless the journey that you are on, and I bless your mission. I see you doing mission-type work, and I just bless the mission-type work that you're doing. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I see that you are. You're going out and you're serving in a way that many don't want to serve. You're serving God in a way that many say, "Can I do something else? Can I do the pretty stuff?" Right? And that's okay. There's people that need to be doing the pretty stuff too. But Dawn, you're like, "No, get me in the trenches. Get me in the trenches. I'll go do the trench work." And again, that's why he's saying, I'm going to send you back out there with the vigor of a teenager, because to get in there and do that trench work, you've got to have that vigor that only he can give you. So I bless you, Dawn. I bless that word for you. And I had a word, I want to deliver a word, for Logan E. Logan, I'm sorry, I didn't write down where you are from. But the Lord told me that you're a young man, and that you are a young man of valor. You're a young man of valor. He says you actually have a pastoral gifting on your life, and you have skills and gifts that will allow you to speak all languages. That will allow you to speak all languages. Logan, the Lord showed me a young man who has been being molded and formed, who is going to be at a young age going out, walking out his pastoral gifting, going out being, meaning into places that are going to speak other languages. But he says you have gifts and you have talents that go across all languages. And I just want to bless that word for you. It was just so clear in my spirit, Logan E., that word for you. And yes, that you have that pastoral gifting upon you. And I just want to come back and give a word for Lisa in Kentucky. Lisa, God says, lean in. He says, it feels lately like your father has been silent. And that's how you've been feeling lately, obviously. But he says, no, I've been talking to you the whole time. But I've been whispering because I want you to come closer. He said, there's a barrier. Now, granted, it's a fake one. It's fake. It's a fake barrier. That's really important that you understand that. But there's a barrier, a perceived barrier that's been holding you back from going all in. A perceived barrier that's been holding you back from going all in. And he says, I haven't left you. I've never left you. He says, I've been quiet so that you will, to draw you in, to get you closer. And he says, I haven't been trying to punish you. There's no punishment here. He says, I've been trying to encourage you. He says, don't let the enemy twist what I'm doing in his lies. And see, the enemy loves to do that. He loves to take, when God's trying to encourage us, he's trying to teach us something, the enemy will say, well, no, God's left you. He's forgotten about you. He's punishing you. And God's saying, don't believe those lies. That's none of what I've been doing. No, I've been encouraging you. I've been drawing you near. See, he loves you so much. He thinks so much of you, Lisa, that he's been drawing you near. He wants to be really close to you. You know, how awesome is that? That he loves you that much that he's going, come here. I want to whisper in your ear. I want to whisper in your ear. And he says, lean in, come deeper. He says, that's all I want from you right now, Lisa. That's all I want. I want for you to come all in. All in. He says, it's a barrier. It's fake. Like, it's not even there. It's not one that you have to jump over or bust through. He was like, it's not even there. Like, it looks like it's there. He's like, but go, like, try to walk through it. Have you seen those cartoons, right, where the, like, Roadrunner, right, where he just goes, beep, beep, like, right through the right through the wall? I just see that kind of same thing happening, and it's like, yes, I love these visions. I love how God is so playful sometimes that he, it's like your outline. Your outline is like, you're like, meep, meep, I went through the wall because it didn't really even exist. And but that's what the enemy saw. He's like, whoa, I thought I had a wall there. Well, yeah, his walls are fake. So I just bless you, Lisa, in Kentucky, and I hope that word blesses you. I have a word for Lydia D. in California. Lydia D. in California. I know, Lydia, you put your name in for you and your husband, Robert. So this is a word for both of you. He says, God has done some kind of work in you. An amazing work has been done in both you and Robert. He literally plucked you up and saved you. He plucked you up from the dark depths and saved you. And I heard Holy Spirit saying, don't think that I'm done yet. Don't think that I'm done yet. Because see, you have one of those testimonies where it was like, it was really deep. It was really, really dark. And God reached down and he plucked you up. And he's saying, but that's not the greatest work that I've done in you yet. Right. But again, the world would have you think that is because your testimony is so great that the world would have you think like that's it. And that's what he wanted to tell you. He said, don't think that I'm done yet. He says, your story of massive brokenness, and even bigger healing is one that testifies to his glory. Yes. Yes. It's one that testifies to his glory. But there is so much more that he's ready to do through you both. And then he gave me this secondary word for you. And I saw you doing street ministry, where you're going out to the broken and the lost youth specifically. And I even want to say that it was that he used the word gang. He used the word gang, and you're going out onto the streets, into the areas of your past, and literally being vessels that pluck people out. So, just as God plucked you out, he's going to use you to actually physically go and pluck youth out of those areas. And he says, just as God did with you, you will be his vessels to do this. And I bless you, and I bless, that word, that God has for you. Do you have something to add to that?
No, I just want to speak a blessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I bless you. I bless y'all in Jesus' name. Boy, there's just a wonderful flow of the Holy Spirit. So how do you spell prophetic? You spell it F-L-O-W. There's just a flow of the Spirit. And, you know, as you enter into the prophetic, it's amazing how you just begin to get maybe a one line, uh-huh. one sentence. Mm-hmm. Allison, it just begins to work like that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow, you've had some, I bless you, Don. I bless others that have received words from the Lord. Patricia, I know, Patricia, you put your name in several times. And, you know, we can feel overwhelmed, but we don't. Mm-hmm. We don't feel overwhelmed, but we do have a lot of names. And if we don't get to you, what if we made a commitment? We're not going to let one name fall to the,
no.
I say to the ground, but you say to the floor. So yeah. we'll let one word fall. But, Patricia, I know you put your name in many times. So I'm going to say, okay, Patricia, God is going to honor you for your what? For your persistence, your tenacity, your passion that refuses to take your place in line. You know, people say, well, just get in line. And have you ever had anybody in line and they're always trying to cut in? Well, that's who you are. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying he is giving you permission. You know, one time I remember Gene and I were in Florida, in Orlando. I was ministering in Orlando, Florida, and we got to the airport and I could not believe it, Ian, the line that was so long. And I thought, man, I need to cut in line or we're going to miss our flight. Mm-hmm. And while we were waiting there contemplating, there was a woman that came who had been in the service that morning. She was in charge of security. And she said, follow me, Pastor. And she allowed Gene and I to cut in actually at the front of the line right before you go through the security gate.
Wow.
We could not believe we looked back and the line was so long, but she gave us permission. So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, Patricia, I feel the Holy Ghost. Patricia, you are been given permission because of your persistence, because of your tenacity, because of your bulldoggedness, because of not willing to take no for an answer. because he refused to take your place in line, he has given you permission to cut in. He's given you cuts. And other people around you are saying, no cuts, Patricia, no cuts. And you said, no, I've already got permission to take cuts. So you're not going to be, you're not a 9-to-5 person. Nothing wrong. Somebody's got to be working 9-to-5, but not you, Patricia. But because you're not willing to walk that normal pathway, one who follows the crowd aimlessly. You know you were born for something more than you're doing now, and because you're not willing to settle for anything less, he gives you cuts, Holy Ghost cuts, and some people even label you as pushy, but you're not one who stands idly by. You're not going to fit into someone else's rhythm. Mm. You're one that knows that if a vision is going to be birthed, it has to be some pushing. So Alice and I were doing a prophetic session not long ago, and she was saying to this person, to the congregation, push, push, push. That's a good word for you, Patricia, and for others. You may need to get pushy. Huh? You may need to get pushy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to fit into rhythm. And so push. Keep pushing. You're on the threshold of an assignment and project that is going to bring, it's going to bring your great results, make a great difference in your life, and you're now needed more than ever. Be encouraged. You're a major player, influence in so many people's lives. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Ian, won't you come and bless? There may be someone that wants to sow a seed. You might just give them an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, time is passing by. Are we having
time
a good time?
Passing by, yes.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
Allison, having a lot of fun.
We're having
the
fun
today.
Yet.
Are we? Isn't it great having all of these, both these two together here doing this today? It's, man, it's I think it's hot in here too. Holy Ghost is making me sweat.
Wherever Holy Spirit is, I always get hot.
Wherever Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
So again, we just appreciate all of our loyal listeners and viewers, and just this program is fully funded by you. And we appreciate all of your contributions, your ties to Breakout Radio Church on Sunday. But we want to give you a chance to sow a seed into this ministry. And to do so, you can make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network and BPN Radio. And to do so, you can actually do it a couple of different ways. But I'm going to talk about this one right now. If you go to bpnradio.com, and allows you actually for those of you who may not be on Facebook Live or if you're on Facebook Live and maybe you find yourself out and about and you want to download the TuneIn app on your smartphone, you can actually find BPN Radio and tune into this broadcast while you're driving or, you know, at work, if your work allows you to do that, or wherever you're at. And again, it allows us to reach people across the globe, which is fantastic. But we want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into our ministry and help us continue to expand and grow. And you can do so, again, by heading to bpnradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you will find a small donate button where you can actually give a donation through PayPal, with a credit or a debit card, or you can send a check and make that check payable to Breakout Ministries and send that to P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. And your gifts are appreciated and are tax deductible. This is a ministry program. We Breakout Ministries is a nonprofit organization, and your donations are tax deductible. So we do appreciate all that. Again, if you want to send a check, you can make it to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, and that's in Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, thank you so much for all of our loyal givers and those of you what's on your heart to sow into this ministry. Let's just pray for you right now. Father God, we thank all of our listeners, all of our viewers, for those who are liking and sharing this program today. God, we thank you for those who are donating into our program and who regularly give to help us expand this ministry and continue to grow and do more works out here in the kingdom, Lord, to bring more people to you. Father, we just ask that you take those gifts and you multiply that seed for those that are letting go, that are giving it and recognizing that it's yours anyway, Lord. We just ask, we know that you're going to fill their storehouses. You're going to multiply it for them, that whatever someone releases is going to come back. If you sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind. And we know, Lord, that you're gonna give that whirlwind back to those that are sowing, that are our regular contributors. God, we just thank you for all of those that are listening and watching today, for doing what they can to be a part of this, that are receiving words, Lord, that are hearing the words through other words, that are contributing via the comments and likes. We pray for those out there that are requesting prayer for healing. We know a lot of people are hurting right now, Lord. We ask that you just be there present, that your spirit be all over them, Lord, that you are the comforter, that your spirit is there to comfort, to heal, to hold, and to guide, Lord. We thank you for that, and it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Ian. And thank you so very, very much, those of you that are investing, contributing, donating to Breakout Ministries, and to set the record straight, there's no charge for a prophetic word. I would never do that. I've been offered money. Would you give me a prophetic word for money? No, I would never do that. But it takes finances to do what we're doing. We have about 20 or 21 people on our ministry team, and there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And thank you so very, very much. And if you want to get, if you want a schedule, a daily schedule of our programming on bpnradio.com, if you just go to letspray.america.com, letspray.america.com. There's a donate button there, but you can also see our daily radio schedule there on BPN Radio. And it's good to have with me today my spiritual daughter, Allison Kieber, and Allison hosts Prophetic Thursday. And you don't want to miss Prophetic Thursday. She just has an incredible gift of prophecy. Hey, remember that one word from God could change your life forever. Mona P. from North Bend, Washington. Mona P. from North Bend, Washington. Hear the Holy Spirit describing you with one word, committed. Committed. I see bold letters beside your name, committed. You're one who is willing to sacrifice life and limb for a cause. God recognizes your commitments in life, and he honors those commitments. He says he makes no difference. It makes no difference where you go in life, what you do in life. You are going to be a success. You'll be a success in whatever you do, wherever you go. And the Holy Spirit is saying, I trust you. So I give you permission to make some choices in your life. And so I bless you, Mona, there in North Bend, Washington. Tanja M. from Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, one of the newest members of Breakout Radio Church. Tanya, you have one of the most amazing abilities to describe places, people, situations. You definitely have a gift of description. You're an editor, poet, artist. You see things that most people overlook. They overlook. You have the ability to see things that other people have overlooked. God's creation, a wonderful, wonderful scenes that people overlook. And God has just given you an amazing gift from the creator of the universe, his creation. You are blessed, Tanja. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Vicky M. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I see you in government. I see you in the political arena. I see you stepping into new worlds that at first will appear to be strange waters, but you will know shortly thereafter that this is where you have belonged all along. A new season of new influence and new friends there in Oklahoma. And, you know, I just... I have a spiritual grandson who is in politics in Oklahoma. I have a former friend who was the lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years. And I just love governments. And that's where you're at, Vicky. You're going to enter that political arena, and you need to be very bold about it. Nicole B. from Palatine, Illinois. Sweet, kind, and considerate Nicole. Considerate of others, always preferring and deferring to other people. A true and loyal friend you are. I see you teaching, ministering on relationships, true friendships. You have a Dale Carnegie anointing. Nicole, a Dale Carnegie anointing. You know how to win friends and influence people. Oh, my goodness. Sue from Fort Worth, Texas. The Holy Spirit is bringing you into a new season of brokenness as He reveals to you a greater revelation of the cross, a journey to Jerusalem that you're going to take will change everything. So I bless you, Nicole. Bless you, Sue. Hey, I'll tell you what, let's do. You got some names from just people that have been on Facebook Live with us?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and you were speaking a word to the woman who needed to be pushy.
Yeah.
And she needed to go to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I was listening more to Holy Spirit than I was listening to names and specific words.
Jana.
Okay. Yeah. Jana. And this word, though, that Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit was for those who are watching the person who's being promoted to the front of the line, mm-hmm. and they're murmuring and they're saying, I've been standing here this whole time. When is it my turn? I've been standing here this whole time. And so God showed me those people. And again, you know, remember that you don't have to receive a word, but there are some times that God is speaking to us. And believe me, Callie can attest to this. There are some words that will be delivered where you're like, I don't like that. I don't want to be, you know, kind of disciplined in that way, so to speak. But there's some of us who, you know, if we have to step back and we have to listen to what God is telling us, because again, He's our Father. He's correcting us for a reason, right? Uh-huh. So that He can continue to go, well, your turn to the front of the line is coming, but you've got to stop being the person who's looking at all of the other people who uh-huh. are being promoted to the front of the line and murmuring. Uh-huh. And so he wants to talk to you for a moment, and I heard Him say, look, stop. Stop focusing more on all of those that are being promoted to the front of the line and questioning what did they have? What did they do? You know, you're focusing them. And He's saying, no, focus on you. Maybe you're stuck here in this line feeling like you're not going anywhere because you've got to stop focusing on them and you've got to start focusing on you. What is your job? What have I told you to do? What is it that you're supposed to do? What is your God assignment? Let's reveal your purpose and let's focus on you. And when you focus on you, what you're going to find is, yes, thank you, Jesus, is He's going to say that he's showing me focus on you. And all of a sudden the line goes away. The line goes away when you start focusing on you. But right now it seems like you keep moving to the back of the line because all of these other people are getting promoted and all you can focus on is their promotion. And you're focusing on, and again, be very clear that word push. Yeah. Some of us hear that word push and we think like that's Dale said, that's a bad word. Like, oh, that's like to be pushy is bad. Well, think about push and what God's saying in His terms. When we push, when we're birthing something new, we got to push. Like we got to push through that. Okay. When we want to enter into a new building, it's not often that we pull the door open. We push the door open and we've got to push. And God's showing me right now, like my little daughter who's five, like when she goes to push a door open into this new big building, right? It's heavy. She's got to like get like positioned, right? She's got to really position to push it. And that same thing when you're birthing something new, like you don't just like, oh, let me kind of push this. Like you got to get positioned. Right? And that's what I hear God saying is that like, no, it's that kind of push. It's that kind of push. It's okay to be pushy in the push that He's saying. It's my kind of position yourself to push. But those of you who are so focused on the others that are pushing that you're not focused on yourself, He's like, if you want to be, you want to push, you want to go push? Because I can have you go push. But you got to come back here, and you got to focus on you, or else you're just going to keep moving to the back of the line. So,
Allison, you're a woman on fire. Allison will continue on Thursday, Prophetic Thursday at 10 o'clock Central Time. And actually, we've run out of time. Ian tells us we've run out of time. So I've got lots of more names, but it's TBC, to be continued.
Thursday.
To be continued Thursday, Prophetic Thursday, and, of course, next Tuesday. Let's bless the people as we go off today. And Aliona, our engineer on duty, and a wonderful young lady from Moldova. She's going to sign us off. In just one moment, I've got the knob turned up. Let's bless everybody. Father, we just bless everybody today here on Prophetic Tuesday. Wow, what a wonderful day. Why don't you just lift your hand, reach out your hand, receive our love for you, our appreciation. Receive the blessing. Would you do that? I see the screen lighting up. Receive the blessing. In Jesus' name, we bless you. God has a good plan for you, and today is the first day of the rest of your life. You have choices to make. You can be sad or mad or glad, but I choose you're going to be glad. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Allison, and thank you, Ian. Love you guys.
Yep.
Wow, it's been a great day. TBC to be continued. Keep listening to BPN Radio. The news is next with our award-winning newscaster, Delvin Kinzer. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I will listen for his voice. We're on our knees. There's a lot of pain, but a lot more healing. There's a lot of trouble, but a lot more peace. There's a lot of hate, but a lot more loving. There's a lot of sin, but a lot more grace. Oh, I righteous grace. Oh, I righteous grace. Love on fire. There's a lot of fear, but a lot more freedom. There's a lot of darkness, but a lot more light. A lot more light. There's a lot of cloud, but a lot more vision. There's a lot of perishing, but a lot more life. A lot more life. Oh, I pray. There's an enemy that seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to Him, and I grace.
grace. Hey!
Oh, I share in His grace. Oh, I share in His grace. Love unfurled by heaven's
love. Hey! Hey!
Oh,
the word that came from hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. Died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Crimson stain, he washed me white.